Nearly 20 years after the Miller Brewing Plant in Fulton closed its doors, a new craft malt house is opening in the same factory. The barley processing facility arrives as New York's craft beer industry continues to flourish. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the business faces a few challenges that could slow its growth as it prepares to open.
At the Sunoco ethanol plant in Fulton, kernels of corn are ground into a fine powder for eventual conversion into a hybrid gasoline. The plant processes more than 25 million bushels of corn every year. Soon it will welcome another crop, barley.
This is a highly process-controlled grain facility, and there's a lot of lab testing that goes into quality process management. That kind of thing is key for malting.
Noel McCarthy founded the new 1886 malt house and is one of eight employees it will support. McCarthy says the ethanol plant and malt house will share a scale house, lab technicians, and maintenance employees, but the actual malting of the barley will take place on the other side of the plant, where they've invested more than $12 million. Fulton Sunoco plant spokesperson Aaron Tones admits that some people may be wary of a beer that was partially made in an ethanol plant.
Well, it has certainly come up as a concern, and I think what we're doing here is ensuring a very high quality, consistent product. And I think that asset that we have here will outshine any other concerns.
But there's another potential issue. The malt house needs a certain amount of New York-grown barley to be considered a farm craft brewery. And Senator Charles Schumer says few farmers in the state are willing to plant it.
If you have a bad growing season, there's too much water or there's too much cold or heat, the malt barley is less likely to be a successful crop than regular barley or other grain crops.
Barley farmers in only four New York counties can ensure their crop, so Schumer is trying to get the new U.S. Secretary of Agriculture to expand that insurance to the entire state. The plant is expected to open this summer. In Fulton, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.